Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Puzzling Prison. In this file, you will be taken into a world very different from what you're used to. A world of magic and fantasy, of dungeons and dangerous creatures. A world in which you will never know what kind of adventures you will face, or have faced, because this story begins somewhere very dark, a place lit almost exclusively by the flames of torches on the walls. Close your eyes and imagine old worn stone walls with almost no decoration. Some moss growing but often scrubbed away. Flickering light of the torches that teases shadows everywhere, causing the stones to look even more worn and strange than they are before. Droplets of water echo in the distance. Little sounds, scritches, creatures skittering about. There's all these kinds of little things that let you know where you are. While it is not that cold, it is definitely damp here. A musty, earthy smell. And the little comfort you have is quite minimal. You are in this prison, an old medieval fantasy prison, where you and other creatures have been locked up for crimes against the evil king. And of course, this will not last forever. You are simply waiting, biding your time. You know that you will be rescued. And it doesn't take that long for something to happen. Well, you're not sure how many days you've already been waiting. You knew, you trusted that the time would come. A voice in your head wakes you up to be more alert that something is about to happen. That something will help you to escape. An iron clink near the window makes you look around, curious what fell to the ground and what caused the sound. It looked like a key or, well, something shaped similar to a key that would fit into your cell's lock. Now, of course, the iron bars were, well, not very well designed. With some effort and some patience, you could open the outside lock with the key that you found, and finally be released from this small room. This was only the start. The room itself wasn't a challenge. No, it was the whole building, the whole place, the whole dungeon, in fact. Because when you were brought in here, you were blindfolded. And while you were trying to count the steps and follow the ways, there were too many corridors, too many turns. You know that you need guidance to escape this place. So you are waiting for the voice to tell you where to go and what to do. You listen. You let yourself be guided. It didn't take long for you to realize that there were subtle suggestions being communicated to you. Go through the hall. Go right. You followed the directions and stepped your way through the damp, echoey halls. There were no doors yet. The place was enormous. Most of the cells were empty. Some of them were filled with creatures much like yourself. Who knew what their crimes were? Right now, there was nothing you could do. They were asleep. Was it a magical sleep? Your footsteps echoed softly through the corridors as you continued. The more you became aware of each footstep, the more you tried to stay quiet. There were no guards here. It is as if they didn't care if you got out of your cell, because there was much more to keep you in. It became difficult to remember exactly how you were walking. The instructions were simple enough. Left, straight, left again, right, straight. And yet somehow they didn't appear to make sense. A mental image of the place soon became incredibly foggy and muddy. It's as if a map was impossible. And you were certain that you crossed your own path more than once. It's as if you were walking through an ever-changing maze. And the hallways were slowly changing. From the rough stone to the more smooth, almost brick-like structures. And once you entered there, at least the instructions became easier as well. You knew that you were being guided first deep into the place before you could truly escape. You had to listen, had to follow every single suggestion. The more you opened your mind, the more you let yourself be guided without a single thought, the easier this would become. There was finally a door. It looked heavy. There was no lock, and the hinges of the door creaked ominously as you pushed against it. It was heavy. It took so much effort to push it open. And the more you pushed the door open, the more tired you appeared to become. It's as if the door was draining all the strength from your body. And once the door was open enough to walk through, you were exhausted. Every step through this corridor felt almost as if you were wading through mud. Every slow step forward was so tiring. You wanted to lean on the walls, but they felt so far away. It was almost like one of those dreams where you're underwater and you can breathe just fine, but you're moving so slow as if everything is holding you back. There was another door on the other side, and it wasn't even that far away, but every step was so heavy. Every step took so much effort. It was so much easier to just lay down and drift to sleep if you could. Just close your eyes for a moment. And the voice helped you to focus. Follow every instruction. Keep walking. Keep going further. You can do it. You're getting closer and closer to the door, and you'll find that once you push it open, you suddenly will feel a lot better. It took an eternity to reach the door. It took so long, it was so difficult. But once your fingertips finally were able to press the door, rapidly you felt the energy returning to you. It was all an illusion, one that you had slowly overcome. You had to follow the voice even further. Through many corridors and rooms of seemingly insignificant things, carefully warned not to touch any of it. No matter how shiny or pretty it looked, it was very important that you left it be, that you simply moved further, walking. It was almost impossible to remember exactly how you had walked so far. It was such a strange sensation to be in a place that didn't exactly seem to be bound in either space or time. There was definitely magic happening here. And the strongest of it was yet to come. The voice warned you that the next challenge meant that you had to face yourself. The room that was coming up would contain a mirror image of yourself, but it would be all the dark parts inside of you. It would attempt to dissuade you. It would try to hold you back. You had to remember that you were here to escape, that it was only an illusion, that no matter what it said, they were just echoes. You opened the door. As soon as you stepped in, the door disappeared behind you. The room was mostly white, like an infinite fog stretching out into the distance. Beneath you, the floor felt wet, a thin layer of water reflecting yourself. Every step forward echoed in the distance, seemingly dying in the mist. But you crept closer. There was a doorway in the distance that you were sure was the way out of here. You couldn't hear the voice down here. You were here only with yourself. When you looked down again, your reflection had disappeared from beneath you. A shadow stood a little bit further on. It is very strange to see something like yourself in the real world. A reflection made living. But it wasn't you. It had no substance. It was pure shadow. Almost transparent. It tried to talk to you, but none of the words appeared to be actually there. It was more like echoes on the wind, sort of distant feelings of words that reached your ears. Some of them were doubts, others were regrets. Some of it was anger or confusion. They were all memories. You remembered that you were here with a purpose, that you could let go and move on. It's not easy to face yourself, but when you do, it feels very good, and you knew that as soon as you stepped through that door, conquering this challenge on your own, the voice would be there again to support you. The footsteps were audible. Every slow step, a thin layer of water on the ground sort of dampening each movement. Ripples crossing along the surface, and also a warmth beginning to spread through you the closer you got to the door. The shadow was left behind, far, far behind. As soon as your hand rested on the door, and you pushed it open, immediately you felt a wave of warmth pass through you. You'd done it. You managed to cross this difficult challenge. When you looked behind, it was like the whole room had disappeared, and you'd only stepped through one doorway. But it was one step that definitely helped you further. Very well done. It is time for a few more corners, and then a leap of faith. You weren't sure what that meant just yet. Another room was confusing, but not too terrible. Many mirrors reflected your every move and tried to prevent you from moving forward. However, all it took was a bit of patience and softly following the edges to quickly pass through this mirror maze. The infinite reflections of your mind changed into a smile as you realized that you could conquer this one easily. The next corridor led to a small door. you will have to jump and trust that you're safe. I can't predict what you will see, but it will require you to jump. You opened the door, and there was a plank, a small, thin plank, just enough to stand on, and a very large chasm beneath it. All the way down, you could see a small, thin river that must have carved out the rock over centuries, eons. A cool wind breezed and let you know that it was as deep as you thought it was. You remembered the words. You had to jump. A leap of faith. Draw and let yourself fall into this place. A warm glow surrounding you quickly after the cool air faded. A simple drop was enough to escape, and your mind was finally able to break through all those illusions that held you back. When you finally came to your senses, you realized that you were standing in a lush field. The scent of fresh flowers all around you, and behind you a small door that appeared to be leading into an innocent burrow. How much of it was real? How much was illusion? Will you ever truly know? It's hard to tell exactly what happened, but the discoveries you made about yourself, the way that you overcame the challenges, is very much real to you. Treasure it. And remember that you can be proud of yourself, even when the challenges are mere illusions. It's still good to overcome them. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, awake. And be good to yourself. Stretch a little bit, comfort, and allow yourself to wake up completely. Wait.